By way of invitation this evening, I would like to direct your attention to the 52nd Psalm, Psalm 52, for just a moment's time. It's an interesting psalm discussing an evil, mighty man. You'll notice in verse 1, we'll go down about through verse 7 of the text. Why do you boast in evil, O mighty man? The goodness of God endures continually. Your tongue devises destruction like a sharp razor working deceitfully. You love evil more than good and lying rather than speaking righteousness. You love all devouring words, you deceitful tongue. God shall likewise destroy you forever. He shall take you away and pluck you out of your dwelling place and uproot you from the land of the living. The righteous also shall see and fear and shall laugh at him, saying, here is the man who did not make God his strength, but trusted in the abundance of his riches and strengthened himself in his wickedness. Now, that description of that evil, mighty man is one that I think we could apply to many people in the world today. Individuals who they trust in themselves. They use the power and the might that they have in wicked ways. And they are arrogant in their boasting, thinking that they will get away with whatever it is that they desire. Now, when we look at this, of course, we always keep in mind the application under the old covenant as God dealt with nations and dealt with individuals. We finally understand that in the end, in that final day of judgment, all of us will give an account for the things that we have done. Not going to stand here and say that every single wicked, mighty man will get his comeuppance before he dies. But I certainly will say to you that each and every individual will receive his just reward at the day of judgment. Having said that, there is an indication, especially in verse 6 of the text, that when individuals, they do receive judgment, and this can be certainly at God's hand, but as we will acknowledge, and we'll be studying this in our study of Romans on Sunday morning with regard to the civil government, that individuals who are disobedient to government, they suffer as a result. There are consequences to those kinds of actions. It seems like quite often those individuals who strive to flout authority, who want to get away with disobedience, whether it be to civil authorities or to God himself, that their ungodliness and their rebelliousness catches up with them. And while I don't know that it would be in good order for us to laugh at them, I do want to acknowledge, first of all, that as we see such judgments and such such consequence to sinful actions, it certainly ought to cause us to fear and us to recognize and acknowledge that it is never a good thing to seek to build ourselves up in wickedness, to strengthen ourselves through ungodly or unrighteous means. Because ultimately, even though it may be the case that some will get away with it as they live on this earth, and sometimes we wonder about why the wicked seem to prosper. Fact is, ultimately, because God is a righteous God, all accounts will be settled in the end. And so we call all who are here this evening to righteousness, to seek to live for God, to repent of any wickedness, and certainly not to trust in yourself or in your own might. Rather, place your trust wholly and completely in the Almighty God of heaven. If there is anyone who is here who has not yet begun the Christian walk, we encourage you to begin tonight, to make Christ your Lord and Savior by repenting of your sins, confessing him as the Son of the living God, and being baptized to have your sins washed away. That is the response of faith that is right and appropriate. We're given the promise that those who do that will rise to walk in a new life as one of his children. If there is something that is amiss in your life, if there is something that we can do to encourage you in any way, we offer an invitation at this time. If there is anyone who is here who needs to respond, we ask that you come. While together we stand, while we sing.